Do I have water? Oh, this right here. This right here. Okay, okay. Yep. I knew I left it up here somewhere. Yeah, forgot how to do that for a second. I'm going to take a break. Drinking out of the water bottle. Anybody have any questions? Where's the guitar? Oh, it's in back. I did. So on mushroom shows, I don't bring the guitar out because I'm never sure if I can play it or not. But I feel pretty good tonight, so. Play a couple of those. I do feel pretty toasty though. Take my jacket off. No. Okay. Sounds like someone getting fingered at a Foo Fighters show. So the first time I went on stage, I was 15 years old. And I needed somebody to drive me to the show. So my parents drove me. They were so proud. I my mom had one of those, not just one, but like probably 30 of, you know, those zoop, zoop, click. The old timey, the camera, zoop, zoop, click, right? And every 2 seconds, I just hear zoop, zoop, click. I'm like, okay, I fucking, we're just driving over, you know? But I get there, and I can't ever remember being that nervous in my entire life about anything. I know that because I remember my knees shaking. Yeah, like, and I remember my dad saying to me, hey, you don't gotta do this. And I was like, my name's on the list. I said, we're here. I mean, just, my whole thing was like, what's the worst thing that could happen? I suck? I'm gonna suck. After that, what's the worst thing that happened? So I was like, yeah, I'll fucking do it. So I go up, and I want you to know what I was wearing that night. I was wearing acid wash jeans. They were tucked into some white high-top pony sneakers, for those of you who remember ponies. I had a fucking fresh mullet. And I was wearing a mesh shirt. It was the 80s. And I had a thick fucking silver chain. And I walk on stage. My mom and dad are right here. My mom was zip, zip, click. Zip, zip, click. And I said, hey, everybody, I'm Josh. I'm 15 years old. Super nervous to be here. My mom and dad are here. This is the first fucking time I'll be able to fucking swear in front of my cocksucking mom. Not one more zoot zoot click the whole fucking show. It was pretty quiet. A silent car ride home. My dad got out the car. He goes, you're going to have to find your own ride next time. And I was like, yeah, I got it. I got you. Yep. I will tell you something though. She comes to every show and fake laughs at every. And I am intentionally extra dirty at my shows with her because I know she's gonna laugh no matter what I say, and I get such weird pleasure out of watching her laugh at shit that she hates. She'll say after the show, very passive aggressive, "Why don't you ever tell some of those stories that I like so much?" You mean the ones minus the semen? Yeah, those ones. All right. Any other questions? No? That was fun. Okay. The kilt guy? He actually, there was a dude who, she's referring to a guy, came to one of my shows and sat right where you're sitting, and he was wearing a kilt. Yeah, he actually came back to, he came back to a second show in the kilt. So what happened was, everybody's heard this story? Oh, okay, cool. There's this dude sitting right here, and he's wearing a kilt. And if you're wearing a kilt and sitting in the front row of a comedy show, you want someone to talk to you. Do you know? You... So I say, "What's with the kilt?" And he said, "I wrestle." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Yeah, in East..." This was in Dallas. He goes, "I wrestle in East Texas, and I'm..." You know, he had red hair and shit. And he was like, "I do the whole leprechaun thing." I go, "Oh, that's cool." I said, "Are you wrestling tonight?" And he was like, "No." I said, "What's with the kilt?" And he goes like this. He goes, "Gets a little sticky down here in Dallas." And I was like, "All right." You didn't need to do that, dude. You could have just said sticky. I get it. But now I'm curious. Because he did do this. I go, "Let me ask you something, dude. Are you just not wearing underwear?" And he said, "I'm going to tell you what I tell everybody else. You got to lift it up to find out." And I said, "I'm going to tell you something. You're challenging the wrong guy. You telling me I could lift that kilt, see a human dick, and make this whole room uncomfortable? That's my jam, man. Like, fuck yeah." I said, "I'll take a look at that." And he was sitting there, guys, and he spread his legs like this, and he goes, "Get in there." Dude, super aggressive, but... Dude was trying to make me uncomfortable. He was trying to alpha me at my show. You're not going to alpha me at my show. So he said, "Get in there." And I just went just like this. And he goes, "Do you have to do it from your knees?" I said, "From my experience, this is the best angle to see a dick." So, yeah. And then he goes, "Cool, but you have to keep eye contact with me the whole time." And I was like, "This motherfucker." So I'm just staring at this dude. And I... Now, who knows anything about kilts? Right? So there's two sides to the kilt. One side you lift it up is just more kilt. That's the side I lifted up. And he looked at me and he goes, "Might bury the treasure on the other side." I was like, "Oh, if I wish I didn't hate you so much." So I'm down on my knees, right? I grabbed this fucking killed. And I remember that he was like, hey, eye contact, right? So I, and by the way, guys, I love playing practical jokes on people. I also like to get got. It's part of the deal. And I look up at him, and right before I pull the kilt, he fucking bink, he winked at me. And I was like, oh, I hate you so much. I fucking, it just, yeah, human dick, real dick, yeah, And it was a redheaded one I'd never seen. Yo, dude, I didn't know it was gonna be so bright down there, really. It looked like somebody just smacked it once, like that kind of red, you know? And I'm gonna tell you something right now, this dude, all potatoes, no meat. Like he, legit, his dick looked like it fell asleep on his nuts, just. Jacob was sneaking up on me, but I'm gonna sit over here. Any other questions?
Is there a follow-up to finding Jacob's decoy bomb?
Is there a follow-up to it? You mean, did I fall for it twice, too? No, no follow-up, because it happened one time, and I fell for it. But I'm not falling for it. Plus, man, he's a grown-up now. He smokes, he might smoke more weed than I do. What's that? Yeah, man, I'm super proud of him. Not because of the weed, I'm just proud of him. whoa. Does anybody have any other questions before I move on?
Did you fight any of your other sons?
Did I fight anybody? You know what? No, Jacob's the only one who ever challenged me. And we fought three times. So once was in the story that you probably are referencing. Yep, that's not the microphone.
They're kicking in.
Fucking hell. We fought twice since then. Hey, Jacob. You want to help tell this story? They want to know. They want to know about the last two times that we fought. Are you coming out? Oh, you bringing the guitar? Just so you know, you should have brought that out maybe 10 minutes ago. Huh? Oh, because I didn't want it.
So then why would I have brought it up?
This is what I'm asking you right now.
Yeah. That, wait, hold on. Let me recap on that conversation. Hold on. I brought it out, and then you said you should have brought that out 10 minutes ago.
Dude, I'm so high. I think I was in the middle of a conversation that you and I never had.
I think you were in the middle of a conversation with yourself.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Why are you out here? Oh, I called you out here.
Guys, this is what I meant by I'm the parent on the road. I gotta get his shit together, make sure, you know, he's alive. Like, there's a whole bunch of shit I have to do. So the last two times we fought. So we fought again when I was 19, and we put headgear on, boxing gloves in a ring. Freddie Prinze Jr. challenged me to a fight originally. And if you don't know about Freddie Prinze Jr., my man is a jiu-jitsu freak.
He also was a boxer, but can I tell you? I didn't know how tiring boxing was.
It's hard.
So we're in the middle of a round, he and I.
After I already fought Freddie for three rounds, he wanted three rounds right after to try and have an advantage, like I was tired.
I'm like, it's like the middle of the first round.
By the way, can I tell you, this is why when people are like, why do you get any tiptoes when you hug them? Because if I don't, it looks like we're slow dancing, for fuck's sakes.
So, come back, you're telling a story.
Oh, that's right. That's cool. So,
do you need me to tell the story? Because I will.
No, I got it, dude.
Third time's a charm.
I'm in here. We're about mid-first round. I had no idea boxing was going to be this exhausting. And I'm hugging him, and I go, dude, I think I'm going to throw up.
And I, come back, and I just pushed him away and punched him in the face.
Yeah, he did.
Guys, I had to point his mouth somewhere else if he was going to throw up. I didn't want to get thrown up on. That was a safety move. And then, so... You know, I won that round and that fight.
You did.
On another note, Freddie Prinze Jr. hit me so hard in the face. He knocked me on the floor type shit.
Can I tell you something? It was nice to have somebody stand up for me.
He wasn't standing up for you. I fought him before you.
Not in the story I'm going to tell in my head.
Stand back.
Freddie Prinze Jr. stuck up for me.
Stand back up one more time. I'm sorry to make
you
stand
up.
Yeah, because I want to demonstrate what happened the second time we fought.
No.
So look, just some context prior. We filmed this like father son.
I have to stand up.
Well, yes, you are. Okay, look. Let me show you why I won the second fight and why it was never a close competition.
Hey, when did all that water get on that seat?
Hey, dude, we're doing something.
Oh, okay.
Because you're swinging an open water bottle around.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So look, this was, don't sit down again, damn it. This was a big reason why I won. Look at me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's this type shit right here.
I don't like it when you do that to me. That bothers me so much.
Yeah. And so the reason we fought again is because we filmed this like father-son competition show called Family Tussle on YouTube. Woo! And it was so much fun. And so it was, you know, one of us would challenge the other to something, and the winner would make the loser do something stupid. And so, look, if you don't know boxing, usually boxing is 3-minute rounds, 1-minute rest.
Hey, dude, do me a favor.
Talk slower.
Holy fuck, I can't barely follow you. I was there. I'm like, slow down. I don't know what's happening right now. Jesus Christ.
Yo, I'm sorry. Portland gives me vibes and energy. I'm just stoked to fucking be here. My bad. And so, look, you challenge someone. Winner makes the loser do something stupid. Still too fast for you? Like, oh, okay.
That was great.
Damn it.
Damn it!
Motherfucker. I wanted to sit down, though. Stop talking to me like I'm 8 years old. The guests are here, for fuck's sake.
Based on what I've seen in the last 5 minutes, you are an 8-year-old right now. And so look, I challenged him to another boxing match. And for about 4 months leading up to it, he was working out every day. He would call me and be like, hey man, I'm in the gym getting huge. And he was like, I'm going to be in the best shape of my life for this fight. What are you doing about it? And I took that as a challenge. And you know what I did for 4 months? Smoked weed and nothing. Like, what he learned real quick, and
I'm just so tired, thank you. This is all I wanted for this whole time. It's not crazy, just a fucking seat. You
know? I would say somebody come get their dad, but shit, that's my dad. And look, boxing is 3 minute rounds, 1 minute rest. You want to tell them what you changed it to?
1 minute round, 3 minute rest.
And
I was still so tired mid-round. I was like, what the fuck?
And what he learned real quick was that an in-shape 50-year-old is not as good of shape as an out-of-shape 26-year-old.
Not even close.
Yo, I walked in wearing tight clothes with a beer belly, and I was like, let's rumble. Like, I was ready to go.
I thought I was fighting Leonardo DiCaprio, yeah. For fuck's sakes.
Yeah, it was a good time. But so after I, you know, beat the shit out of him, I, for his punishment, I made him get his asshole waxed.
That's true, too. I'm going to tell you right now, and for everybody who's never had it done, it did not hurt. Here's the thing is I thought that was going to, not just my butthole, I had to get the whole thing waxed. Yo, the mound hurts so much more than anything.
Wait, what did you call it?
The mound. What do you call it?
Not the mound, for sure. What, like the candy mounds? Like,
no,
what is going on?
Just the mound, you know, the mound.
The more you say it, I still get it less. Like, yeah. I don't know. Did you tell him about blowout?
Wait, isn't it called the mound? Maybe not.
If you're all a girl, right. Is what someone said. She said, you pee sitting down type shit.
I would right now. I'm tired as fuck. I'm not gonna lie to you. If I had to pee right now, I'd do it sitting down. No shame at all. Fuck you all.
You remember what you were talking about?
No.
You were talking about getting your butthole waxed.
Oh, yeah.
The mound.
Thank you. Yeah.
So where were you, you fuck? The sonographer. Okay. Yeah, I'll do it now.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm gonna step off so I'm not standing here weird, and then I'll come back.
No, then I'm not gonna do it. I want you to stand there weird.
I'll be right back, ladies.
Yeah, but what if I can't? What if I? Okay.
Do you want me to do it? I can do it. I've heard you do it every weekend for I don't know how long, so I can do it. That's not an insult. It's just, you know, he's old and drugs and memory and shit like that. So.
No, I want to.
Okay.
Okay. So here we go. I might have a seat. Thank you very much. Ooh, so much better if I do say so myself. All right. So, look, I didn't grow up with any money. When I was 13 years old, my dad made me give my first job when I washed dishes in a kitchen like this, and probably from age 13 to 16. And then if you count this as the food and beverage industry, which it basically is, this is the only industry I've ever worked in before. So I want to tell you a couple things about the people who are working here tonight. So first of all, if you've ever waited tables before, you've never waited tables in a dark room where you can't use your fucking full voice and you have to bend over to do your job. If you do, you are at a weird place. Not only that, I want to tell you a couple things about being at a comedy club. Look, man, if you think your first drink took a while to get to you, you're right. Because this isn't a restaurant where two drinks go in, two people sit down, two drinks go in. Yo, you all walked in at the same time. So that's 250 drink orders going at the same time. Somebody's first, somebody's last. That's just how it is at a comedy club. your service isn't bad. You just got shitty fucking luck. That's all that is. But so that's just the way it goes, everybody. I promise you. And not only that, if you've ever waited tables before, I want to tell you how bananas it is to wait tables here. Because at a restaurant, it's staggered. One here, one back there, right? Yo, at this place, all of your customers want service at the same fucking time. They all get sat at the same time, and they all want service. It's an impossibility. They are working as hard as they fucking can for you. I promise you, this is an impossible job. And the last thing I would say, I don't know why I fucking fake kicked at you, dude. That would be amazing if that's how I ended my jokes. Just a fucking... The last thing I'll say is this. It is a tip speech. Look, man, if this is a big night out for you, I'm not talking to you. I'm not. I'm honestly not. I've been where you're at. If you know anything about me, I'm not talking to you. If you've got a couple extra dollars in your pocket, I'm talking directly to you. Why am I talking directly to you? Because I am now blessed enough to be one of you. And here's what I know about you. I know how easy it is for you to leave a 30% tip, at least in a place like this. I know how easy it is for you to leave whatever you're about to tip to just jump into the 20 or 40 on top of there. Why do I know it's easy for you? Because right now I'm blessed in my life where it would be easy for me. And it would be such minimal effort, but maximum return. And minimal effort, maximum return is what we're supposed to be doing for each other, everybody. So one time for your waitstaff. They work really fucking hard. I gotta get some water. Oh,
hey,
can you get me a
it's
water?
It's empty. Hey, Sandy, if you can hear us, can you bring him a water from the fridge? I don't think he can hear me. Sandy's also on mushrooms.
This one's unopened.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sandy, if you heard me, never mind. Do you guys want to watch
it? Did you just take a water from somebody in the audience? Are you out of your...
She's a staff member, I'm pretty sure, wasn't it?
No, she's sitting right there.
Oh.
Can I tell you a story about how...
You guys can have this one. I trust you, I promise. I don't trust you.
It's not we don't trust you. It's probably just good policy not to...
I mean, but I already told them...
Take food from strangers.
I already told them I take drugs from strangers.
I know, you fucking crazy.
Like I said, every drug dealer is a stranger until you meet them. Guys, like...
Yeah.
Make friends.
I will tell you, can I tell you my favorite thing about legal weed?
Everything?
Is that you don't have to go to your drug dealer's house and watch him play Call of Duty for 2 hours. Just give me my weed, Trevor! Wait a second, I'm on fucking...
I can't wait to watch you try and open that. He gets super weak when he's high. So like opening a water bottle or a bag of chips is usually
The yawn is not good for somebody who's...
That means you're going to get higher, which should be fun. Oh, he did it. Fucking round of applause for Josh Wolf, ladies and gentlemen. Now, again, I will ask this question. I know the answer, but do you remember what we were talking about before you did the tip speech?
Fuck no.
Yeah.
I remember that part.
Again, for the second time in a row, getting your asshole waxed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know how you jump into a butthole wax story. I don't know, like...
Well, it wasn't a jump in. We talked about it before,
yeah,
but...
let's do something else.
Okay. You wanna take some questions from some people?
Yeah, why don't we take some questions?
All right, y'all. You might have seen this online. This is the part in the show where we will open the floor to anybody who would like to ask a question. The only rule is that you have to raise your hand. My man, I will call on you first. Thank you.
Hey, staff. Hey, can you bring me up, like... a quesadilla? No.
What do you need?
Hi. Hey, bowl of sausages. What did you say? Frosted Flakes, guys, I'm on mushrooms. I don't want any of that shit.
By the way, Bowl of Sausages, great name for a band.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'd go see them at Coachella for sure. Yeah.
It sounds like a band from Portland. I'm not going to lie.
With the kill.
You think, hold on, let me go back to that. You think a band named Bowl Full of Sausages is an all-girl group?
What's the name of it?
Bowl of Sausages.
I think they only play Germany, wherever, whatever they are. They're really a local German band. They don't stray much out of that country, for sure. So Bowl of Sausages sounds like people in Germany would be like, I'm fucking lining up for that, but I don't know.
So, like I said, we'll answer any question, stories about each other, what it's like traveling with one another, life advice. I wouldn't recommend it. But the only thing we ask is that you raise your hand, and we'll get to you. If you just blurt it out, just going to ignore you.
I want you all also to know, at this point, I'm pretty fucking high.
Are you good to play the guitar or no?
Oh, we're going to find out.
That's a fun one. All right, we're going to open the floor, my man. Go ahead, you were first.
What position were you in when you waxed your ass?
Now listen, I'm going to show you, but I also want to tell you, not the voice I was expecting that was going to come out of. But I'm going to show you.
You're going to show them?
Oh, fuck yeah, he asked. He asked like I wasn't going to show him, and I'm going to fucking show you, dude. I was like this.
Arch that back, goddammit.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Jacob was...
I was on the
business. Because that was the only space open in the room. The esthetician was here. The cameraman was here. So I made Jacob sit at the fucking good morning and good evening and good night spot.
Yeah, it was like good morning Vietnam, because I for sure had PTSD after that shit. It was rough. All right, anybody else? Questions? Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Do the other kids ever tour with you guys?
What? I mean, the difference in the questions couldn't have been. It was like, tell me the exact opposite question. You're like, hey, can you tell me something about your children? How do you like to take it in the ass? Like,
by the way, that's about the spectrum of Portland right there. That's the spectrum of people in Portland. Very nice wife and mother and some sick fuck over here in a Dare shirt. Like, yeah. I like that.
Yeah,
I
love it.
What
was the question?
I'm going to answer, and then you can try to answer. You're going to fall over if you do that.
Nah, I'm holding on pretty tight.
You were also holding on pretty tight in the esthetician room, I'm not going to lie.
That's true, and I'm going to tell you something right now. I asked that guy because I was curious, because it didn't hurt as much as I thought it was going to hurt. So I asked him, it's such a stupid guy question. I go, hey, I have a pretty tough butthole there.
I got you.
And he was like, what? I go, well, it didn't hurt at all. So, like, I have a pretty tough... pretty tough butthole, huh? He was like, I'm not allowed to answer that question.
Yeah. Legally. You want to change a question?
I do.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Did you get your butthole bleached at the same time?
She felt the need because we said her question wasn't funny, so she tried to change it, which I like.
Wait. No.
Yeah. No. I wouldn't have been in there to watch his asshole turn into a chameleon. I'm fucking not.
What's the process for that? I'm assuming I'm asking the right person. So what is it? What is the process? Are you going to pretend like you don't know? You're like, I don't know, but maybe. All right. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am, right here, go ahead.
Did you ever confront your parents about witness to the porn?
Did I ever confront my... Did I ever confront my grandparents about renting the porn? No. The one thing I did do, though, is because, look, at a point in time when he was like, he was at his wit's end, right as he got home. He goes, hey, man, look, it was $200 worth of porn. Even if you didn't do it, I'll pay for it, give you $200 just to say that you did.
I just wanted to be right, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just want to be right. It doesn't matter how much that costs.
My response to that was, I'll make you an even better deal. I will pay for it if you call your mom right now and ask her if she ordered Anal Party 3. And his immediate response was, absolutely not. So I just said, well, it was Grandma and Grandpa, and shut my door. And that was that. But no, it turned into so much more of playing a joke on him that... It was every time he looked at his mom, he was like, did you fuck in my bed?
Can I tell you
one thing? Do you know what I mean? So,
you know why I'm so glad? I'm so glad that it's not a question of who did it anymore. Because I don't have to hear this from my fucking mom ever again. Every time I would see her, she'd be like, do people really think that I... She would never get the name of the porn right. She'd be like, do people really think that I ordered Anal Yard 4? What the fuck? Anal Yard 4? But she would say it every time. There's still people out there who think, I'm like, first stop making eye contact when you're talking to me about this.
Can I ask the room something real quick? Before I told you the answer to who ordered it, round of applause for people who think I did it. Round of applause. Oh. Okay, well, for those of you. And again, now I want to hear a round of applause for people who have heard it and thought Grandma and Grandpa did it. Don't thumbs down me. I fucking saw you back there, bro. You're talking into a lemon, not the mic, just so you know. I think it's time we have you play the guitar, because I don't know what's going to happen up here. Think it's a good idea?
Yeah, let me go pee. Hold on.
Okay.